This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. A stunned U.S. East Coast faced a rising death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continued calls for rescue Thursday after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain, drowning more than 40 people in their homes and cars. At the White House, President Biden pledged to do whatever is necessary to help the states recover.
And I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
At a news conference, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said officials need to learn from the storm that hit the New York area with record rainfall.
This is the first time we've had a flash flood event of this proportion in the city of New York and in the outlying areas. We haven't experienced this before, but we should expect it the next time.
The Atlantic hurricane season is far from over. Larry became a hurricane Thursday morning, forecast to rapidly intensify into a potentially catastrophic Category 4 storm by Sunday. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said the storm is moving west, but remains far from landfall. The U.S. Coast Guard is investigating reports of possible oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico from Hurricane Ida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Associated Press first reported the possible spills after reviewing aerial images taken by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They show a miles-long black and brown slick floating near a large rig with the name Enterprise Offshore Drilling painted on its helipad. The company says its Enterprise 205 rig was safely secured and evacuated prior to the storm's arrival and did not suffer any damage in the storm. But the Coast Guard is dispatching aircraft to investigate reports of a slick south of Port Fourchon, Louisiana.